What's up? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
So, of course, we're going to start off with the question of the day, which I'm actually asking.
Okay. Go right ahead,
honey. So, the question of the day is, when did you have your first weird vagina experience? Like, for example, like yeast infection, BV, UT, like UTI, like anything like that. I feel like, you know, told me this story too.
Yeah, I had my first, well, I'm gonna go first. Hey y'all, my first weird vagina experience, I want to say in high school, it was my senior year, and I used to eat hot Cheetos like crazy, like, and I would eat the big bags. Like, my mom would go and get the $2 bags.
Girl.
Like, and those would be gone. Yes, they would be gone in a day. Like, it would be so bad. So, like, one day my body just, I guess, didn't react well or whatever.
It was like, sis, what's this?
Exactly.
What's going on? Where's the vegetables?
Exactly. And think about it, I would think I'm a fruit eater. So I mean, I eat vegetables too, but my mom would keep fruit in the house. But like, my favorite snack was just hot Cheetos. And it was like the crunchy hot Cheetos, not hot fries, like hot Cheetos. So one day, like, I had a really bad yeast infection. Like, when I tell y'all,
that shit scares you.
Yeah.
Like, you be like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly.
Like, hold up.
Cash, like, it was so bad. Like, I would take a rag and I would sit it in the sink and I would put it on cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go and get ice cubes and put that in the rag. And I would, like, ball the rag up. And, like, I would have to sit it, like, right where my vagina is so it could, like, cool down.
Because was it, like, burning? Like,
it was, like, burning, throbbing. It was, like, a
irritation.
Yes. Yeah. Like, from where I had been. Because, you know, it's, like, itchy. And if you scratch, it makes it fucking
wet. Yeah,
like, your coochie is on fire.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
But I was sitting at school, and, like, my coochie is itching. Like, my coochie is on fire at school, y'all. Like,
the thing is, when you get a yeast infection, you can tell. Like, as soon as it hit, you be like,
something
like, ain't right.
This ain't me.
Like, something a little off. Hold on.
So, that was my weird experience. Definitely 12th grade, senior year. What about you?
I think for me, my very first experience that something was just, like, so fucking weird to me was when I had first got on birth control. And my period was on, I shit you not, like, do you mind I tell you?
I didn't have that happen. It'd be, like, gone for,
like,
months at a time.
Girl, like,
yeah.
3 months.
Yeah,
and
straight.
I just was like, this shit's not normal. And it wasn't like a old spotting here.
No,
spotting.
It was
like
period.
A full fledged.
Yeah, I know you too.
And I just was like, yes, some ain't right. Like, I'm not finna.
Yeah. And then people don't understand,
for
like,
how long?
For you to have a period for 3 months, like, that drains you. Like,
you're tired. Like, you just,
like,
want to sleep.
Yeah.
All
you ain't got no energy
fucking
to do nothing.
It's just like, I'm tired. I just don't have any. So I think that was the very first time, which I was in high school too, yeah, when that happened. So, you know, you trying to be out in these streets, out and about, but sit your ass down because you ain't doing shit. So, if you guys can't tell, our episode today will be geared toward vagina health, and, you know, the dilemma we got going on.
Exactly.
And just things around that realm. So, what is our next topic?
Well, we can do, I guess, like, the vagina health and, like, the pussy dilemma,
okay,
since we're already talking about vagina.
Let's do it.
So,
which one you want to do first? I'm just intrigued about this dilemma that you got, but we can say that one first. We can say that one. I just want to know what the fuck going on. So,
okay. So we can do vagina health.
Okay.
So the do's and don'ts of vagina health. I guess I could say one do.
Okay.
That I have. is, of course, you take a shower, of course, like, take a shower. But I've noticed, like, I can use, like, the scented body wash just for all over my body. But but for my vagina, like, I have, like, the, of course, we talked about Honey Pot.
Yeah, I love them. That's my favorite.
I have them to use as far as just my vagina areas, none scented or whatever. Yeah. So that's one dude that I have just in case. I don't know if you guys, if you ladies know about Honey Pot, but if you don't, it's fucking amazing. They're the
best. I love them.
Yes. Yeah, like, so that's one dude. I can say one don't I have. Please do not wear. Okay. And the ladies, I really do want to talk about this because I've seen a lot of girls with the, I get it, tight jeans. Everybody want their jeans to be fitted. Everybody want but their shorts to be fitted. But you got to know when to say fitted. When. Yes, everybody want their clothes to, you know, fit a certain way. We get it. But you have to know when to say when. Like, it's a lot of women I've seen that will wear, like, the jean shorts, and they're so fucking tight. Like, I know.
Cute.
Thank you, but I know your coochie. I know it when you take it off, you have to smell that. Like, you have to smell something.
That funk.
Or, even with the jeans, like, or even with the panties, like, I get it, you want to wear cute panties, but it's the way that, like, you don't, make sure you buy something that has, like, the cotton. Yeah. Yes. Like,
because you can do the lace, but you gotta make sure it has, like, the cotton.
That cotton bottom, like, that bottom or whatever.
First of all, even when you do lace sometimes it rub on. I don't know, why would you want to do a full lace panty?
Exactly.
When it rub on you, that shit hurts. Like, it hurts. So I'm like, yeah, no.
That's my one do and my one don't. What about you?
My one do is, until recently, like when I got pregnant, that's when I really started wearing panties like that. I just don't like panties. I feel like when you go to bed at night, let that thing breathe. Let it breathe. Like,
let that thing, let it little twat breathe, girl.
I mean, some people sleep naked, completely naked. That's cool too. But you can put on like a big t-shirt with no panties. But just let it be free.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that's my one do. My one don't is, oh, it's so many don'ts that you
exactly.
Okay, my one don't would be, if you are into like bringing food into the bedroom and stuff, like that is cute, don't get me wrong, but do not put that shit down because like, people want to do whipped cream, okay, cool, you can put it on your titties, chocolate, okay, cool, all that, but once you get down there, don't do that. Or even if you put it on him and then y'all turn on and y'all having sex, you need to make sure that you like clean that off, like get a wet rag or something, because you fuck around and you get that shit in you, you're gonna get a yeast infection.
Yeah, you gonna feel it.
You're gonna be like, what the fuck did I do? Like, that was a good time, but damn, like, yeah, no, it's not worth it. So I think that's my one do and I don't. Let the thing breathe and don't put no food down there. Like, just don't do it because it ain't worth it, dog. Don't do it.
Okay, so, child, I guess I can talk about my pussy dilemma.
Okay.
So, y'all, I had the worst experience earlier this week. It was bad. So, my period started, or it was like last week, I think. Yeah, it was last week. So, my period started. And normally I use organic tampons, but...
Oh, you did tell me about this
shit. So, normally I use organic tampons. You know, they usually have, like, the Honey Pot, or they have...
L.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I either get either or, just depending on, you know, which one I see, you know, which
like
one.
Like I said, I didn't even know. I knew Honey Pot made the wash in the past, but I didn't know they make tampons.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get into it.
Yeah.
Because I love L. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, I use them. I got some of them now at the house. But I didn't have time to either order them from Amazon or whatever, or, you know, go do a Target pickup because I was rushing. So I was like, you know, just let me go to Kroger and let me go, you know, get me just some tampons real quick. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that, y'all. I put that tampon in that night Or, like, you know, before I went to bed, it woke me up out my sleep.
Girl.
Like, when I tell y'all my coochie was tingling, like, it was, girl, it was tingling. Like, to where when I pulled that tampon out, you would have thought it said, okay, we up. Like, it's worse now. Like, my coochie was on fire. Like, my coochie was swollen. Like, y'all, this may be TMI, but my the fact that my lips completely covered, like,
that would have scared the shit out of me.
They're red. I'm already
a hypochondriac. I would have been on the phone with my gynecologist so fast. I'd have been like, Dr. Anderson, something is wrong.
Something is terrible.
I'm coming right now. Like,
or I can FaceTime you. Like, I can open my legs, like, real quick.
Look, something happened. I don't know what happened. I promise you, I ain't did nothing. Exactly. Something happened. Like, oh, hell no. That would have scared the shit.
Yeah, it's like, I'm brown. My coochie was red. Yeah. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, I went in my mama room. I said, my coochie is on fire. Like, please come help me. Like,
shit out of me.
Help me. Oh, so, she ended up, like, you know, helping me or whatever. And then she was playing around. I'm like, look, I'm on my last leg. Like, look, this ain't this time.
Because I
time.
Know that shit probably hurt when you're trying to get out.
What?
That shit probably, oh my God. Oh, God.
And your cool, like, it's like, it was just swollen. So imagine trying to pull.
And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
How long did it take for it to, like, stop?
Oh, okay. Well, so after I did,
I've never heard nobody having a reaction like that.
What? Child, and I think it's because I have been using my organic tampons for a long time now or whatever. So, and I've never had this problem, like, ever. And
that is wild.
I probably cleared up within probably like 2 or 3 days with the medication.
Did it hurt for you to sit down?
Nah, like, it was just swollen. Yeah. Like,
girl,
it was just bad.
Do you feel like with your organic tampons? Because I know for me, when I've been using them for like a couple years at this point, but it seems like my cycle isn't as long.
Yeah, or it's not, like, for me, it's, like, it's not, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah, like it's heavy.
Yeah, or it's heavy, yeah.
Okay. That's why I love organic. It's the way to go.
Exactly, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
That shit, dude. I'd have been like, I don't want no dick. Don't touch me. I don't want nothing.
Girl.
Don't even look it.
Girl. Like, it was too much.
Don't even breathe in her direction.
When I took my phone and turned that camera on,
girl, I would have passed the fuck around. I'm telling you,
and I'm telling you, that shit, like, looks swollen. I'm like, what?
I'm quick to bend over in the mirror so I can see. I'm like, let me see what the fuck going on. You know, oh, hell
girl,
no.
I was in the bed. I just go ahead. Let me just spread these legs real quick. Let me see. But girl, I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, like,
some wrong. Like, some. Something's wrong. Something is extremely wrong.
But my medication, you know, the medication, it helped.
Made it do what it do. Yeah. You had to do what it do. Did you have to go to your doctor and get it, or you just...
We called it in.
Oh, yeah.
We did a little refill thing.
I remember you told me that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you... Like, what's one piece of advice that you have for the young ladies? In regards to a woman's body in general.
I took that like two different ways.
Sure.
The way I'm gonna answer it, the way that I think you want me to answer this question, because I took it like so far left. I would say listen to your body. Like, that might sound crazy, but like, you know your body better than anyone else knows your body.
Yeah.
Like, you know if something's off. You know what's regular. You know what's not regular. You know, like, because of course everyone has some kind of discharge, but you know what's like not regular for you. You know, like, everyone has their own kind of scent, I guess, in a sense. So you know, like, something ain't right. Like, yeah. this ain't normal. Like, just listen to yourself. Cause my mom will tell you quick, like, girl, ain't nothing wrong with you. I don't care. I'm calling my doctor. Like, something's wrong. And sometimes it do be something wrong, but I'm going to listen to myself because I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Than to just ignore it and be like, oh, this going to go away. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit. So just listen to your body because it's going to tell you what's wrong, what the fuck going on. So what advice you got?
And girls, you know, please, you know, don't come for me, because we know y'all like the tussle.
Tussle.
And I'm not in the tussling mood.
I am not.
I'm not in the mood.
What you got? Let me hear.
This isn't for 25 and up. It's not.
Okay.
I'm going 24 and down.
Okay. So the younger.
Yes.
The
young girls.
Okay. What you got?
Please do not go out and get your body done. Your body is still, like, changing.
That's true.
It's still forming.
That is very
like, you have a lot of girls that are 18, 19, 17 that are getting their boobs done. Y'all are getting y'all ass done. Like, getting full BBLs. Like, I don't think y'all understand that your body is still forming. Like, it's still growing. You're still becoming a woman.
That's true.
Give it some time. Now, I can understand if you're over the age of 25 or whatever, you're grown and you can make that sound decision. Not somebody that is 20 and you're doing it because you see that every other woman
or you're
on
doing
Instagram.
It for a job.
That shit's wild. And then you're doing it to bartend and you're bringing in the same money as a regular bitch with a regular ass. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Like, it's not healthy. Like, and then y'all
it's a mental disorder too.
Thank you. Yeah. It's like, and then my thing is y'all aren't going to the top. And not so much as that, you know, you have to just go to the most expensive doctor. Because you do have doctors that are affordable that do.
But y'all got motherfuckers that will kill y'all.
Thank you. But you're going to just anybody simply because, okay, this is what I want. This is what's in right now.
Right.
You do know that this is a fad. Like, it's going to come a time that.
Trends come and go, baby.
Thank you. Yeah, those trends, like, it comes and goes. It's going to go away. Like,
the natural body girls, us.
Us.
We going to be winning again.
We winning now because the face cards is heavy, honey. They're heavy.
Period.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's just stupid to get work done to your body so young. I say so young, number one, and then number two, when you haven't had a kid yet.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, that's you get your body done, you have a kid, all that money you done paid.
What's
it defeats
nothing?
The purpose because it's
what's
like
for nothing.
You could have went and got a mommy makeover like after you done having
thank
your kids.
You.
Then you have a reason to get your
thank
body done.
Thank you.
Because it's just
now I'm
that's
fine
just
with that. If you for the women that do it, like that's why I said okay. I'm excluding the mommies because if you do have a child, you push a child out. Shout out to you, honey, because everybody body don't go back to how it was once before or whatever.
Yeah.
So you want to go get your mommy makeover? You earned
it,
that mommy makeover,
that
honey. You earned it. So, but the rest of y'all bitches. Get it the fucking line.
The thing is, y'all be going like out of this country and stuff like that. The motherfuckers that don't speak English. Y'all don't know what the fuck going on. Y'all don't know what they put into y'all bodies. All kinds of stuff. Like, that's just wild to me. But I mean, hey. It's the BBL culture. That's just like BBL fashion is a thing right now.
Thank you. Yeah, or my thing is, and y'all are like scamming for this. Y'all are fucking up y'all credit for this.
Fucking
y'all
for
do
this.
Know, thank you. You do know, as far as like, you know, the scamming and fucking up your credit, you have to become grown. Like, you're not going to be 20
forever.
You going to want a house. You're going to want a business. You're going to need something. And then, like, you're going to wish you didn't do the dumb shit that you did.
Yeah.
Like, really think.
Because if you're going to do it, you're going to have to rack it up.
Thank
but the thing
you.
Is, like, y'all, like, people get money and then do stupid shit with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not even thinking about your future,
exactly.
Per se. Like, you're thinking about, like, the right now.
Exactly.
And I think, like, people do all of this stuff just to stunt for other people who don't give a fuck about you.
Exactly.
Don't know you from a can of paint.
Exactly.
So, it's just very weird. Like, it's just
It's weird as fuck.
You willing to die about it? Like, that's crazy. You really willing to die to be a bartender, to be a bottle girl, to be a stripper in Atlanta? Because, I mean, when you think about it, as you said, you got to get older.
Your body is still
a stripper
dying.
After the age of about 30, 35. Baby, you out the door. You retired. Like, they ain't trying to see that. So, it's like, what you gonna do? You gonna be a corporate with a BBL? Sit behind a desk with a BBL? And then, like I said, it is a trend. Once the Kardashians done with it, it's gonna be something new.
Exactly.
And I think they done with it, just like they done with black men. So it's going to be something new. So, I mean, hey, I get it.
So the next thing we have is, well, we're going to shift the conversation.
Okay.
No more coochie talk. No more coochie talk.
You ain't got nothing else.
Now, get y'all shit in line. And drink and water.
Ooh, it's the fucking worst out of my life.
Drink water, drink ladies.
Water. Oh, and suppositories too.
Oh, if yeah. You got niggas like,
if you got niggas, how can I say this outside?
Okay. Yeah. If you outside.
Yeah, if you outside.
You can go get some suppositories. Yes. Like, I know one that's good is, what is it called? It's in the pink box.
I was just going to say that. I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
I'll make sure I put it on the story. Once we post the podcast, I will upload it.
So after you finish having sex and you freshen it up, Jen. Pop it in there and go on about your day.
Exactly.
Keep it fresh. And I just feel like at the end of the day, you smell yourself before anybody else smell you. So you know if you need to go wash your ass. And them little hoe baths ain't gonna do it.
Exactly.
Bitch, go get in the shower.
Exactly.
Like, go wash your scrub. Fucking ass. But I mean, hey. Some people be nasty. And these niggas still be fucking, which is the crazy part.
That's disgusting.
Like, that's wild to me.
And my thing is, I can't fuck a nigga and be smelling myself because you do know, say if y'all are just in a missionary position, right? And because you got some niggas that'll make you look at that shit, like why it's going in and out. Say if you just like looking, and I know you gotta smell that every time the dick go in. It gotta be a whiff of air.
And it's like, what if he hit it from the back? He has to smell that. Or better yet, you know, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when you having sex and y'all be like into it or whatever, you be switching up from getting hit to sucking dick. So you're gonna
Smell. Oh yeah, you're gonna smell.
Yeah, not only are you gonna smell it, the shit is in your mouth. Like, that's nasty. See, y'all just like have good pussy management.
Yes, eat your fruits, drink your waters.
But, you know, have you heard of taste vitamins?
I've heard of. Okay, I can't think of that name.
I'm gonna order some taste vitamins. Let me tell you what it's supposed to do. It's organic, so it ain't nothing crazy. But you take these like a couple hours before you have sex, and guys can take them too. And when he's giving you head, it makes your secretion taste like strawberries, watermelon, stuff like that. And when he takes them, it makes his cum taste like strawberries, watermelon, stuff like that. I'm gonna order it.
I'm gonna go
to
bed. So I can
talk about it. But yeah, it's
called
Taste
Fighting.
So, get into it.
So, yeah.
But that's all I got on the
I'm gonna be going somewhere this weekend. I might
want to.
You get it for Amazon. If I
would have
Prime.
I don't know. You probably can. Go down and look. Yeah, girl. So, where we going now? What we got next?
Okay, so like I said, we're shifting the conversation, ladies.
Okay.
And we're going to go to baddies on a budget.
Ooh.
So this segment, of course, we'll talk about the sales that's going on, how to put outfits together, how to put patterns together, how to put that shit on because...
Y'all need help.
Yeah, it's not giving. It's really not giving.
It's not giving what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so who got a sale going on?
I know Forever 21. Fashion Nova has a sale.
Always.
Pretty Little Things got a sale.
Yeah.
Dolls Kill got a sale. Aldo got a sale. Marc Jacobs got a sale. I didn't know that. I Slick Think Coach still got a sale.
Yeah,
on.
They do.
Okay, so I checked that. It's somebody else I'm missing. Akira got a sale. Of course, Amazon is a go-to.
No, you laughing, but Amazon is a go-to. And Target, bitch.
Oh, yeah, Target.
Target be having a hit of gems.
Yes.
Because the outfit that you had remember in your car? And I was like, where'd you get this from? Oh, he was Target. Like, that shit was cute as fuck. Yeah. Like, that shit was cute.
Oh, my little two-piece.
Yes, that shit was cute.
Yeah. Those are the only places I could think right now that got sales going on right offhand.
Okay. So when you are shopping, what's like your... I guess, like, how do you shop, per se? Like, when you're shopping, do you just shop for things, like, you looking, like, oh, I need this? Or are you shopping for, like, something specific? Or, like, how do you shop?
It depends. So, right now, like, with my weight going up and down, I need clothes. Like, my weight doesn't stick for real. Mm. So, I categorize it because I know I'll go in and just, if I think it's cute, bro, it go in the cart.
That is me.
So, for me,
and
like...
shit to wear with it.
Exactly.
I'll be like, we'll figure that out later. We'll figure that out.
Now, once my closet is back how I want it or whatever, like, once my weight kind of stays a certain area, then I'll shop for, like, you know, just pieces, you know? Yeah. If I see something, and I'll just add it to my closet, even if I don't have... Or even if it's just a shirt, just a blouse, just a pair of pants. Like, because I know eventually I'm going to get an outfit to you know, make with it or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
But right now, I shop, like, in categories or whatever. I'm on basics right now or whatever, which is, like, the tanks, the basic jumpsuits, the leggings, the basic sweatpants.
Right.
And, like, my shades of nude and blacks or whatever. So, that's what I'm focused on right now. And then when I get done with that, of course, like, you know, I can go to, like, my shirts or, like, you know, my pants or my jeans or, you know, whatever. But right now, it's just my basics because I do have to record and shit, like, you know, as far as being on YouTube. And when I go to the studio, and I don't like wearing jeans. I like wearing my Spanx or, you know, like, biker shorts or whatever. Or, like, my comfortable sweatpants, you know, shit like that. And I need them in my different shades or, like, blacks. I need more than a couple pair. Like, I need to rack up for real or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I get that.
What about you? How do you shop? Oh, yeah. See.
My problem is, I'm one of those shoppers, like, if I like it, then it's going in the cart, and I'll figure out what I'm gonna do with it. And then if my cart gets too full, I have to go and make decisions. Okay, who didn't make the cuts? Yeah. Make it a bang. But I think, like, for the most part, that's kind of how I shop. Like, okay. Or I have in my mind, like, okay, I know I need this. Or I know I need that. So I'll make sure, like, I'll get that stuff, too. But, I mean, if I happen to come across something else, we're gonna put that in the cart, too, per se. But for the most part, yeah, that's kind of how I shop. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I do need that. I do need that. Oh, this is cute. This is cute. And then I'm trying to get to the point where it's like, I don't have all this stuff. I'm just like, damn, what am I wear this to? Because I'm very bad with it. I'm just like, I done got this shit. It still got the tags on it. Mm-hmm. And I ain't never wore it. Like, I have nowhere to wear. And I'm the first person to be like, if we going somewhere, I'll be like, damn, I got to go find an outfit. But it's like, bitch, you got stuff in your closet. You don't need to go find an outfit.
That's
like,
me.
Go to your closet.
I can run to the mall because I know I can find something.
Go to your closet.
There's nothing in my closet. Like, I'm not a chick.
Right. And, but my closet's color coordinate too, though.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's easier for me to visually see what I got.
Yeah.
Than to do that. But, I mean, that's just how I shop. Like, oh, if I like it, I'll probably end up getting it. If not, it's going to sit in the cart for a minute and I'm going to make my way back to me.
See, my closet's not it is color coordinated for the shirts, but I know, like, okay, so my closet was split or whatever, and I know I would have my jeans, jackets, sweaters, and then all of, like, my shirts. And then I would have, like, the dresses, like, the little, you know, dresses that need to hang up, that type of dress or whatever. And that's how I would do it. But it would be, I guess, like, color coordinating, I guess, if it makes sense. That do make sense. I get it.
Yeah. Because it's just so easy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of the people that when I get dressed, I'd be like, what I feel like wearing today? Like, what color I feel like putting on? Instead of, like, searching for something, I'd be like, I'm just going to this section.
Yeah.
And do it this way. Am I feeling black today? No, I'm not feeling black today.
Am I feeling black?
And then it's like, you know how, like, sometimes you be in a rush, you be like, damn, what a pink shirt at?
Yeah,
no. You be like, I know I seen that pink shirt somewhere, and then it's just easier for you to get to it. That's what I feel like.
Do you have like places that are good for like certain gyms? Like certain places are good for graphic tees. Certain places are good for jeans. Okay, what would be your certain places are good for certain things?
All my jeans are Fashion Nova.
Okay.
And that's because their jeans, like my hip to ass ratio has always been, I don't want to say funny, because now I'm noticing the bitches paying for what we got. So, but it's like my waist has always been smaller compared to my ass. So when I would just buy like regular jeans, like even in high school and stuff, it wouldn't fit in the waist like it's supposed to. But with Fashion Nova, it has a stretch to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, even with my weight fluctuating, I still can fit in those jeans.
Yeah.
That's one of the only reasons why I knew I was pregnant. Because, and I remember telling so crazy.
Yeah!
It's so crazy because I remember telling him, I was like, I had to order some new jeans today. And I rarely, like, once I buy jeans from, like, Fashion Nova, they last. Yeah. That's nothing to, like, they last a good while. So that's when I was like, I had to order some more jeans today. And he was like, why? I was like, my jeans not fitting. Like, they're not fitting no more. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, they're not fitting. Like, my jeans, I can't wear them. He was like, that's weird. I was like, right. Like, that's so weird. Kind of found out I was pregnant. That's why my fucking jeans don't fit. And I had to order some more fucking jeans. I had to go up a size. I was like, that's just so odd. So, Fashion Nova for sure with their jeans. I like Forever 21 for the graphics.
Okay.
Because they have really cute graphics.
Okay, they do. They do. You're right.
I went to Target. And they got cute graphics too, which we all know that. But their sweatsuit selection.
I seen those.
Fire.
But like, you have to get them as soon as they put them bitches out. Oh, because girl. Because when me and Mika went, they only had the bottoms.
Bitch. Me and DJ Bae, we got to bleep that out. We had went to Target. And we went in there one night late. And they were in there with us. So we just went ahead and got some. I was like, I need to ask them when they get their shipment in, because when I went back the next day, the only thing that was left was tops, and it was like extra large. So I'm like, damn, I'm thinking I done came across a gym. I'm the last one to know about this shit. I'm like, oh, I done got Target, got all these sweats, like, and they're so comfortable and they fit so good. Mm-hmm. Then the colors that they had,
they be cute,
because it was like neutral colors, but they were just cute. So I think for sure. And then Amazon, I haven't ordered this from them yet, but I've been looking at it. They have really cute platform boots on Amazon.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know that. I want to say you sent it to me. Shit. I didn't know that.
I'm definitely going to order them bitches. And my sister ordered a wig from them and that shit worked.
For real?
Yes, but that's not the first wig I've seen people order from Amazon. Like, that's not the first one.
And they be looking good.
Yes. She got a U-part wig. She wear that wig plenty, like, in most of her videos or whatever.
What?
She just style it.
What kind of texture is it?
It's body wave, matter of fact. Yeah.
My favorite.
And she just curl it and go or something. Like, but it came, you know.
And it's human hair?
Yes. She, yes. Like, it's a nice-ass wig.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And think about it, like...
She gonna send me that link.
Yeah. Aaliyah J, she posted the same wig off Amazon. It's a full, like, a frontal lace wig. And it's already bleached. It's like, it come with, it's like highlights.
Is the knots bleached too already?
Yeah. Well, I think, no, I think she bleached her own highlights. I mean, she bleached her own knots or whatever. But, yeah.
Like, I had no idea.
And it was a good-ass wig. Like, she ain't had no problems with the wig.
Damn, Amazon. Okay, I didn't know Amazon was coming like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are your go-to places?
I'm gonna say Hot Topic for graphic tees.
I forgot about that.
Yep. Because most people go in there for fucking piercing shit. Because I know I do.
For toys.
Yep, that too. But Hot Topic and Spencer's for graphic tees because they're like very like vulgar or whatever, and I like that or whatever. Then they be like dope. Or whatever, and they automatically like come in boy sizes, so I can get like a small or extra small, and they be cute or whatever.
Yeah, like too baggy.
So I like that. I'm gonna say for jeans, I'm gonna go to I'ma say,
you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know somebody else who got really good jeans and it just dawned on me.
Who?
I think it's either American Eagle or Air Apostle. One of the two. American Eagle. I was like, I can't think American of which Eagle. One it is. Because I had a pair of jeans from them. I wore them jeans and the fucking wheels fell off. Because they fit so good. Like, they insinuate your curves. Yeah, because Air Apostle for the... Never mind.
Shut up.
I got to say it. Racist if I don't say it. Because I know they're going to... All I was going to say is, Air Apostle is for the bitches that ain't got no ass. That's all I was going to say. Because I don't want to say it.
She was going to say Air Apostle for the white people.
That's not what I was going to say.
Yeah, what I thought you were going to say.
But where else?
But yeah, American Eagle is good for jeans. But I was definitely gonna say, besides Fashion Nova, Target, I got some cute, like the jeans, I guess, that most people are in, like the flare, not the flare leg, but like the boot cut jeans, like the
wide leg jeans.
Yeah, the wide leg jeans or whatever. I had found so like a cute pair or whatever, and I had picked out, like, a size 2 and a size 4. I couldn't fit in either. I ended up getting a size 0, which pissed me the fuck off. Like, when I tell you cash, don't do that.
I didn't even tell you what size you need.
But that shit pissed me off. But when I tell you they fit so well and they look
How's
so
the material?
Cute.
Does it have, like, some stretch to it?
It has, like, a little bit of stretch. Like, a little bit, but not much.
Okay.
But I would definitely say Target. I found, like, matter of fact, 3 pairs of jeans in there lately that really work for me or whatever.
Okay,
so
what the fuck with Target?
Yeah, and of course, like you said, Fashion Nova. And I'm going to go Basics H&M. Only because.
Really?
Only because, give me a chance, as far as they sweat jackets or whatever and they sweatpants, if you go in there, as soon as they sit them bitches out and you find your size, them shits is
maybe
nice.
That's what it is.
So I would say that, and I'm going to say, what else? I want to say they're tank tops, but I know I've gotten some basic white tees from H&M, like the basic t-shirts from H&M, and they're like not the t-shirt material, but like that, like soft cotton.
I know
like,
what you're talking about. Yeah,
is that material I've gotten out of there. And that's about it. That's
every time I go in, I feel like I don't find shit.
Yeah, because you have to get it like as soon as they put that bitch.
Forever 21 got
good basics. You're right. Do got good basics, and Forever 21 got a good variety for accessories.
True.
And you can actually touch them and see them or whatever.
And they got in the summertime, springtime, they body suits.
Yep, that's what I get my body suits
from.
Yeah, they body suits. Because
they
body
cute
suits.
As fuck. Sometimes they got cute sets, but you gotta catch it.
Yeah,
catch it while you can.
Exactly.
But that store kind of gave me anxiety too, though. Because when you
shit
go in there,
all over the place and it's not organized.
Yes.
And then the way they organize it is not organized. It's too much shit. So, yeah.
Okay. Damn, I'm going to have to fuck with Amazon, though. I did not know Amazon was coming that hard.
Yeah.
You can get anything off Amazon. That's wild.
I grocery shop off Amazon. My mama hate that shit. She hates it.
Because you used to do it all the time when you said, just drop it off at the door.
Yeah.
She like...
Yes.
You can't go get
exactly. Think about it. Kroger's is literally right down the street.
It really
house.
Is. Like 2 minutes.
Really
like,
down.
Come out your neighborhood. Yeah. Right there. Like, you come out your neighborhood, bust that right, bust that left. It's right there. Like, she like, you lazy. It's literally right there.
Do you have any perfumes or dupes that you feel like you found?
That I love?
Yeah.
Yes. My favorite perfumes right now are, I just told you, one of them is YSL Mon Paris.
Yeah.
I love that perfume because there's just something about it that's just very sexy.
Yeah.
And it lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
Not like Burberry Her.
Yeah.
I love that one. It's real floral like. I'm looking for one that's more so like, I don't want to say like grown woman, but it's like... Something that's like more heavy, I guess, in the sense.
I get what you're saying.
So I've been looking at these Gucci perfumes. So I'm looking at some of those. We're gonna see how that go. And then I was looking at some Bottled Number 9 for myself because I was gonna get it for a gift, but we went with something else. I think he gonna like
something. Yeah, I think if you, I'm gonna show you the fun number 9. I think you should get.
Okay. Yes, so I like those. As far as dupes, I really haven't gotten into the dupes, but I would love to because I mean,
I ain't trying to spend all that.
Who wouldn't want
to
save a coin? Exactly. Like if I can, the thing with dupes is you just have to come across really good dupes. So where it's like. You can't tell the difference. You get what I'm saying? It's like, damn, I can't tell. And you got to find something that lasts long and it's not like I'm having to keep spraying this shit. Because now it's like, damn, I should just bought the real shit. Mm-hmm. Keep on going. So, what you got?
My favorite. Okay, so my favorite perfume is YSL Black Opium. I love that perfume. I love that perfume. That's my favorite.
I need to smell it. I don't think I've smelled it before.
Now that's grown. That makes me feel like grown woman. Okay. Or whatever. And it lasts. Like it lasts for a few, like a while or whatever. Also, this is more on the expensive side. Well, I do.
I know every perfume we wear this one. You know, people be. Never mind. Go ahead.
Because I'm probably one of the people that you probably could say. So,
no, I'm just going to say people feel like $100 for perfume is expensive. Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's cheap.
That's the
cool price. Like, when I went and got that birthday present yesterday and she was like, oh, it's just two. I was like, okay. I feel like I did a deal. Like, okay, cool. $100
is not expensive for perfume.
Yeah.
I would say another good perfume that I like is Good Girl or whatever. It's the shape of a heel. I don't know if you
Kel said that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she actually wore it or if it was for decoration.
Child. I like the blue one. I've never smelled the red one or whatever. She had the blue one. Yeah. But the blue one smells really good and that lasts. That's like a grown woman scent as well.
I love that.
But
bottle.
It's soft. Okay. Or whatever. So I say get that. That's good. But more of the expensive side, I'm going to go Baccarat. And I just feel
like a rich bitch with that on.
I just feel like that perfume smells good. It lasts all fucking day. It's amazing. Like, you really get every penny's worth.
It's worth it.
Like, you get every penny's worth.
So, I'm going to invest. Okay. Okay.
What?
Okay,
and okay. I'm telling you, it's not cheap. But when I tell you, it's worth it. Yeah. And you don't have to spray so much. You could spray 1, 2, 3, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, like.
It's going to be on you. That's the thing. Like, I love, 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 like, with DJ Baby when he's, like, into cologne. Like, very much into cologne. I like that if he hugs me, it lingers on me. Or I like that if we're in the same room with each other, he walks out the room, I can still smell it. I want to be there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to walk past somebody and be like,
but think about if you put on any of those three, that's it's like because they're grown women. But I would say Good Girl, like I said, it's soft or whatever, but it's still a grown woman scent or whatever. But I would say those, of course. Okay, so a dupe that I found on YouTube, I have not tried it yet, but I am going to try it. Mm-hmm. It's for Baccarat, actually. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to post. I have two things to post now. Now I got to post the suppository and I got to post the perfume. Mm-hmm. But once this episode posts, I'm going to post the dupe or whatever. And I'm going to try it just to see if it lasts this long.
Okay. Because you be the guinea pig and you let me know.
Fuck. I'm sick of your ass.
God. You let me know.
But no. Matter of fact, you need to be a guinea pig because it's a perfume in Sephora. Mm-hmm. It's called Apple something. And I want you to try it out and see if you like it.
Okay.
Like, I found it on YouTube, but I haven't tried it out yet.
Okay, I'll go.
But she said it's a really nice scent to carry in your purse. It's like she got the small one.
It's a little
one.
Tube thingy?
No, it's like a little small. It's like square shape.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Okay. Cool.
But she said that it, you know, it smelled good and it's something to wear.
I'm going to get it.
So, I'm going to see.
We're
going to
let y'all know.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the picture. And if it do, like I said, if the dupes do work, I'm definitely going to put y'all on because if you could save a coin instead of going to Fitz,
I feel like the thing is, and I've been seeing a bunch of celebrities say this shit. They be saying how they be wearing fake shit because they was like, once you get money, who's gonna question it? And the more and more I think about it, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that makes a lot of sense though. Like, people already know you rich, so what are you proven?
But I get that, and like, some dupes be better than that original scent. Like, they last longer, you can tell it's different. So I do want to see if the Baccarat is an amazing perfume. Like, it lasts all day and you don't need much. So I'm gonna see if the dupe is the same.
Okay. That reminds me of like this TikTok I was watching. And she was saying, like, you know how this trend of, like, company secrets you can't tell because now you don't work from blase, blase. She was like, when it comes to, like, things that's, like, if you're in Kroger or you're in Walmart and it's one brand and then it's, like, the off-brand one, she was like, they're literally the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just paying for a brand.
Yeah.
She's like, you're paying for a name. Yeah. And I just was like, wow.
Yeah.
She was like, compared to two Listerines, like one was Listerine and one was like the off-brand. She was like, they're the same thing.
I like that with cereals, like off-brand cereals. And like,
hold on now, bitch. No, some of them though, like the Fruit Loops, the off-brand Fruit Loops, they different. Mm-hmm.
They don't
like,
taste the same. Yeah. But you gotta find the right ones.
That's true.
It's an off-brand Captain Crunch. It's an off-brand Fruity Pebbles. It's not the one that come in a big, like, ghetto bag.
The bags.
It's
like,
not
bitch.
That one.
Okay.
But it's an off-brand. And I'm telling you, I don't know if it's because I was on my period or literally because they just didn't have the brand that I was looking for or whatever. When
they taste the same.
The exact same. Like, damn. The exact same.
You
like,
wouldn't even know. If you put a bowl by bowl, you wouldn't even know.
No.
They look like it, too.
I would say the
probably not, though. That might be like a,
but
a
the
lawsuit.
Captain Crunch didn't look exactly like it. It looked like, you know, the colors look a little like pale.
Different. Yeah, I understand.
But
I didn't even know they made off-brand Captain Crunch.
Yeah, they do. They make off-brand anything.
At this point,
because everybody can't afford like the name brand or whatever.
You're right, they do make off-brand anything.
Yeah.
Even beaches.
I hate you. That was.
I just had to
let
get
it go.
In. I just had to get
let
it
go.
In. I'm done.
Oh, so we didn't do the, I didn't even see this, it's at the bottom.
That's cool.
Your body is constantly changing. What's one thing that you've changed in your daily routine?
Girl.
I know my one thing. I know my two things.
For me, because my body is constantly changing, I have upped my water intake. Like, I drink so much. Like, I was fine with drinking water before, but now I drink like a bunch of water at this point. And then also just stretching a lot more now, because sometimes my body just be aches. I don't want to say aching, but it just feel like stiff in a sense. So I do like a lot more stretching and stuff, you know, just to stay limber, you know. Girl, you gonna have to tell her that y'all not friends. I'm sorry, y'all. You gotta tell her, y'all. Dude, you gotta do it. Don't reply back. That'll be the one. Openly, but don't reply back.
Sorry, y'all. So, my one thing that I've changed in my daily routine, of course, I already was doing organic tampons.
Yeah.
I just had, you know, a little fuck up. But, one thing I've changed in my daily routine is my deodorant. So, I have hyperhidrosis for what, I don't know if most people know what that means or whatever, but I sweat really bad. I think it has something to do with my nerves. And yes, I don't sweat nearly as bad as I used to when I was like a kid and going through puberty and shit. But I still sweat or whatever. So I noticed something that helps is like these two deodorants that I use. And I have to order one from Amazon. Mm. You can order both from Amazon, of course. But one of them, literally, you only get off Amazon. You can't get
it
in the store. No, it's not organic.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not one of them. It's like clinical strength type
no,
shit.
No.
I know what you about to say.
What was the idea?
The ones again, they still be smelling musty.
Yes!
You're so annoying. You're so annoying. I hate you. No, it's not organic.
They do be musty.
But I had to change up my deodorant. And I know for me, because like I can use the thing that I ordered from Amazon, but I think I have to constantly change up my deodorant like every 6 months or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of like edge control.
I hate you. That well, no, because I still got my, I told you I don't use edge control no more. I use the Got to Be spray.
Really?
Yes, that's all I use on my edges.
In the yellow can?
Yeah. That's it. I can't remember the last time
I have that, and I also use the glue.
Yeah, I used to use that. But no.
I never thought about using a nail spray for my edges.
Yeah. I curl like my edges. Because you know I like my edges wild.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure if I want them to like to stay in place or whatever, yeah. I'll probably use like the Got to Be Glue or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just curl them and then spray. I don't spray it on my hair. I'll spray it on the comb or whatever. And just brush my with my edge control brush in the direction.
Yeah, because you do like your edges. Like,
yeah, I like my edges wild.
And you fold it, you curl them like that? Just curl them back?
I just use them. Well, it depends. Like, sometimes I curl them. However, I don't do back and front. Like, I don't do all, like, the weird designs. I either do it front or back. It just depends on if I take the flat iron and it start going to the back, that's where I'm going with it. And I just, you know, lay my hair however it lay or whatever. Right. And however it lays, that's what, I just let it do what it want to do or whatever. So, that's about it.
All right.
But that's about it. That was all that we had on the agenda. What's your restaurant of the week?
Where I ate it this week. But today only Wednesday. I actually don't have a restaurant in the week. I cooked.
What you cook? Well, I know what you cook, but what you cook, girl?
I cooked me and my boo some lamb chops, some garlic lamb chops, some asparagus, and some mashed potatoes. And it was busting.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to work on cooking more.
Yeah.
So, even, like, tomorrow's his birthday, and I was supposed to make dinner reservations, but he was like, I want you to cook for me. So, I figured I want to pick in the world. But that's what I had, and it was actually good, too. I got that little cookbook. You know, Cooking with Jay, or Jay's Cooking, or something like that? I bought her cookbook.
See, I want her cookbook.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it has so many recipes in it, like, and they're all, like, amazing. It's breakfast, lunch. She got some dinner recipes in there. Jerk, like, Caribbean recipes in there. Sides, like, making mashed potatoes from scratch. Like, all kind of shit. Like,
okay.
The cookbook is nice. Okay. So, we're going to be up in the kitchen cooking it up. Then on top of that, like, I get tired of eating out, too. Like, after a while, I just get tired of eating.
Because you done had everything up and down the street.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't.
Yeah, you know I love and my close friends. We be lit with the Amazon finds and the cookings. Like I love posting cooking food.
I just love to cook.
I want the I know my mom got me a cast iron skillet for Christmas.
That's what I need.
Yes, yeah. Girl. I cannot wait. I can't wait to move and to use it.
You know people can't cook. Like the girls not cooking these days.
Yeah, I believe it.
I had no idea.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
I know a lot of girls that really can't. Like, they can cook some stuff, but they really can't cook for real. Like, if a nigga told them to get in the kitchen, like,
it's some Alfredo warriors.
Yeah.
That's all they can make.
Yeah.
I did not know the girls weren't cooking like that these days.
And my thing is just get in the kitchen, like, you have to learn. You're not going to fuck up. Like, for me, when I moved out and I would try to cook different things or whatever, I would think that it's going to come out fucked up, and it don't come out fucked up.
But like, the thing is, you get in the kitchen, you try. If all else fails, order a pizza.
Exactly.
Like, oh, well, I tried.
Or if it just need a little salt and pepper, put a little salt and pepper.
Because, that's what me and DJ might be doing. We be in the kitchen and just it's try some ever. Shit out. Yeah. He be like, look. I'll never forget when we first started dating, he was sick. And he was trying to cook me something. It was very sweet. But because he was sick, he couldn't smell. And it was burnt. And he couldn't smell it. So, therefore, he couldn't taste it.
Yeah.
And I had the time. I was like, babe. He was like, it's burnt. I was like, yeah. But you get an A forever. I really appreciate you trying. But I was like, you. Let's just order something to eat. But it's the same, you know. Like, I done try to cook and stuff. Fuck it up. He like, it's okay, you try. Like, people like for you to at least take the initiative to try. So,
yeah.
It's learning. We all learning out here in these streets. Yeah. Everybody wanting home
it. Exactly. And it's like, for me, cooking is fun. First of all, I don't like people in my kitchen.
Yeah, it's a getaway.
Yes, and I learned this so fucking fast with Devontae. I learned this so fast with Mean Ass, like with being at his house and I was cooking him dinner at
fucking 1-2 in the fucking morning. Child, I didn't get to work until
you 10. Better like it.
Like, girl. But just up cooking, and I don't like people in my kitchen. Like, get out of my kitchen. Yeah. And, like, being at my house, like, I could tell people get out of my kitchen, they would get out of my kitchen. But yeah. This is not my house. So I would tell him, like, while I'm here and I'm in the kitchen, this is my kitchen. Yeah. Get out of my kitchen. Like, go. And the thing about it, he wanted to be right up under me. Like, you want me to watch videos? You want me to see this and that?
I can't,
like,
do all that.
Go! Because
when, like, I'm singing, I like to put on, like, my neo song.
Thank you, my music. And just, like, be in my zone. Like,
it's fun.
Thank you. Go find something to do.
Yeah, true.
Any other time, you won't want me up your ass, but now you want to be up my ass. Because
I'm minding my business.
Girl.
Like, what you doing, bro?
And then he still didn't even go far. You would think he went in the room. This nigga went right to the couch. Like, and he was sitting right there, just waiting. Wow. Like, oh, my God.
Leave it alone. So, you want to do a restaurant of the week, or you want to do a week?
Did I have a restaurant of the week? Where did I eat? Because I did go to a restaurant, matter of fact. I went to...
You had a food the other day, but you didn't like it, so...
A place.
That food you had the other day. But you didn't like it.
What food I had the other day?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The Jamaican food.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to say it without saying that, the name.
Yeah, like, nah, I don't want to talk about that. That wasn't good. Mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I had milk and honey. And it's off Wesley Chapel. I'm an East Side baby for everybody that didn't know. But it was really good. That's not my first time being there. That's not my first time going to eat at Milk and Honey. But it was so good. And one thing that I really like, and my sister and Mika never tried it, was their biscuit or whatever. It's like an appetizer. It's like $1.99.
Yeah.
But it's like a honey biscuit, and it's honey butter or whatever. And it's so good. Like, the biscuit is thick or whatever. Damn. And it's fluffy.
I know they got good cheese grits.
Yes. I think Nuki got cheese grits, matter of fact. And their mimosas are good or whatever. Their waffles are good.
I didn't even know there was another honey over there.
Yeah, it's off Wesley Chapel. Literally in the plaza with the Little Giant and the Planet Fitness. I think,
Oh, damn.
It's nice or whatever. And, of course, you can sit down or you can take your food to go, because they also have a to-go side or whatever.
That's dope.
So, but, yeah, it was really good. But their biscuit was heaven on earth. Like, when I tell you, I fucked that biscuit
bussing.
Like, it was bussing. Mm. So, that's my restaurant of the week. My weed of the week. Eventually, I'm going to have to stop doing the weed of the week, you guys, because I had my vocal lesson, and it was not a good vocal lesson.
But you know what? That's perfect. When you putting it down, I'm picking it up. So it's okay.
Like, y'all, I'm picking up.
But then you have to indulge here and there.
Yeah, like, I've been drinking tea, but, like, I take that back. My vocal lesson was not bad, you guys. It went very well. But one thing she did tell me is, number one, I have, for anybody that's, like, talked to me on the phone early in the morning or whatever, or just in general, if I take a nap and wake up, I have a raspy voice already. Like, I sound like somebody's boyfriend.
Derek.
Or whatever. Fuck you. So, like, and I, like, most people don't hear me in the morning or whatever. I'll text you, I'm not finna talk to you in the morning because I sound like a completely different person. But my voice is raspy already, which does not make it doesn't make it better that I'm smoking. It makes it worse or whatever. So eventually I'm not going to be able to smoke, which I was supposed to stop smoking last week. But a bitch was at her uncle's house, and I was with my family, and blunts be in the air. Okay, like, so I'm going to stop smoking this week, though. No cap. Not this week, next week.
I was just like, when this week?
No, I think I'm going to stop February 1st. February 1st, no more weed.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
That's what? Tuesday? Next Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. So this weekend, you're going to have to
Tuesday, February 1st, I'm going to get it out my system or whatever.
So not only am I going to hold you accountable, you got everybody else holding you accountable.
And, like, also, even with just hearing me sing, like, yes, I sing out loud, but when you're singing in a room and it's like an echo in a sense, only thing it is just like a few instruments in that bitch and like a mic, you hear yourself for real. And I can hear the scratchiness and the raspiness. Like,
and you won't be able to hit them notes.
Thank you. And like I was telling Mika, I was like, everybody has their own sound. And that was another thing she told me, is find my own groove, because everybody sounds different or whatever.
That's true.
I don't want to sound like Ari Lennox, and that's what it's finna be given. No, I'm just saying, but like just her sound and her voice or whatever, that ain't what I want to give, and that's what it's finna be given in a few minutes.
About but ain't nothing wrong with Ari Lennox.
Yeah, but I think
I Ari like Lennox, her voice.
I love her voice. Yeah, I think she's. I hate you. I think she's Pressure. Amazing.
I like her,
but it's just
so. What you trying to give? Like, if you had to put yourself,
if
like,
I had to put myself, it would be
near somebody.
A mixture of Normani, LMA, and Seven. Give me a mixture of them three. And none of their voices sound raspy. Their voices are pretty. They have pretty voices.
Yeah, I love Seven, you know.
And everybody I know.